full tumor histogram analysis of multiple diffusion matrix for glioma genotyping background, the isocitrate dehydrogenase genotype, and the 1p19q codeletion status are key molecular markers included in glioma pathologic diagnosis. Adverse diffusion models provide additional microstructural information. Purpose: to compare the diagnostic performance of histogram features of multiple diffusion matrix in predicting glioma isocitrate dehydrogenase and 1p19q genotyping. Materials and methods. In this prospective study, participants were enrolled from December 2018 to December 2020. Diffusion-weighted imaging was performed by using a spin-equiplanar imaging sequence with 5B values in 30 directions for every B value and a 1B value of 0. The 5B values were 500, 1000, 1500, 2000, and 2500 second per square millimeter. Diffusion matrix of diffusion transfer imaging, diffusion kurtosis imaging, new right orientation dispersion and density imaging, and mean apparent propagator were calculated, and the histogram features were analyzed in regions that included the entire tumor and the peritumoral edema. Comparisons between groups were performed according to RDH genotype and the 1p19q codeletion status. Logistic regression analysis was used to predict the RDH and the 1p19q genotypes. Results: a total of 215 participants with grade 2, grade 3, and grade 4 glioma were included. Among the DTI, DKI, NOD, MAP, and total diffusion models, there were no significant differences in the areas under the receiver operating characteristic curve for predicting RDH mutations and 1p19q codeletion in gliomas with RDH mutations. A regression model with R square value of 0.84 was used for the Ki-67 Leibelian index and histogram features of the diffusion matrix. Conclusion: whole tumor histogram analysis of multiple diffusion matrix is a promising approach for glioma isocitrate dehydrogenase and 1p19q genotyping, and the performance of diffusion transfer imaging is similar to that of advanced diffusion models. In the 2016 World Health Organization classification of tumors for the central nervous system, glioma genotyping instead of grading was considered the most relevant information for neurobiologists. That is, glioma genotyping is more important than grading. The isocitrate dehydrogenase genotype and the 1p19q codeletion status are two essential molecular markers that divide gliomas into three groups: RDH wild type, RDH mutant with 1p19q non-codeletion, and RDH mutation with 1p19q codeletion. There are three types: wild type with codeletion, without codeletion. This molecular marker grouping method is suitable for low-grade glioma, and it has an important role in classifying the biological characteristics of low-grade glioma, predicting prognosis, and planning treatment. Thus, useful non-invasive imaging markers for RDH mutational status have have important clinical value for patients with low-grade glioma. MR is an essential preoperative examination for patients with glioma. Diffusing, perfusion, and metabolic imaging have been used extensively in glioma genotyping research. The use of diffusion-weighted MRI has increased in recent years because it doesn't require contrast material. It enables quantitative assessment of the whole tumor microstructure at a relatively high spatial resolution, and it is easily accessible. Diffusion tensor imaging metrics such as the mean diffusivity, diffusivity, and fractional anisotropy and diffusion kurtosis imaging metrics such as mean kurtosis have been reported to provide insight into RDH mutational status. The application of neuroid orientation dispersion and density imaging metrics for depicting low-grade glioma RDH status is controversial. When determining the 1p19q codeletion status of RDH mutations in low-grade glioma, the diagnostic efficacy of fractional anisotropy have been shown to be inconsistent in various studies, and other metrics are not considered useful. Meanwhile, mean apparent propagator MRI, a diffusion-weighted MRI framework to help accurately characterize and quantify anisotropic diffusion properties at various levels of diffusion sensitivity, have been used in glioma differential diagnostic research. However, there are neither any reports on the role of MAP MRI in glioma genotyping, nor to our knowledge any studies comparing the DTI, DKI, NODI, and MAP diffusion models for distinguishing glioma RDH and 1p19q genotypes. Thus, the purpose of study was to compare the diagnostic accuracy of DTI, DKI, NODI, and MAP metrics combined with histogram analysis, which could be acquired within a single scan for predicting RDH genotypes, and 1p19q codeletion in World Health Organization grade 2 and 3 gliomas, and to assess the application of mapping glioma grading.